Hello, friends. This is Andy Atwell welcoming you to Come, Let Us Reason Together. This next half hour will be dedicated to putting the Bible back into its number one place in the hearts and minds of mankind. Throughout the centuries, the Bible remained the number one book sold. Only today has it taken a back shelf position in men's lives and minds. Even Christian bookstores have more books about the Bible than the Bible itself. The Bible is the only book written by God, and in it alone is found the pathway to life. Come now, let us reason together with Gilbert Larson and his friends.
Hello, everyone. This is Gilbert from Red Bluff, California, and it's time to get your Bible and grab a cup of coffee.
And hi, this is Andy from Vancouver, Washington.
Hello, this is Steve from Phoenix, Arizona.
And this is Jordan from Federal Way, Washington.
Shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. Guides me as of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou hast prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou hast anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows, it overflows. Surely goodness and loving kindness shall follow me all the days dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
In Mark chapter 13, and we had a few comments. You guys were mentioning something. We just took a break.
Yeah, when looking at the comparison between Mark and the very beginning when the disciples came to Jesus, in Mark 13:3, it's specific on who was asking the questions. It says, as he was sitting on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter and James and John and Andrew were questioning him privately. Whereas in Matthew 24, their names aren't mentioned specifically. So that detail comes out later in Mark.
Oh, really? The fishermen?
The four partners.
Yeah. A relative.
They were partners too. They worked together.
And then Jesus went into this.
Yes.
With them. So the four, this sounds like a private conversation between the four of them, doesn't it?
It was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Yes.
So this is just the four now, but Peter's involved, and he becomes one of the central figures, and so does James, right, and John.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And then you saw something, Andy, that we read, or were you talking about that next context? Or was that Stephen?
We were doing a comparison of the translations in where it was to watch. In my translation, it said to stay awake in Mark 13, where it shows up the four times.
It's 23.
Verse 23. And what was your saying, Andy?
His says stay awake. This one says, but beware you, which is really stronger.
Yeah.
It's just really stronger.
Take heed is a Revised Standard Version.
Take heed.
Beware is a strong word.
Yeah, I like that beware.
Watch out.
That's usually what they'd use on a sign or something if there's danger.
Yes, yes.
Beware, I've told you everything beforehand. So this is enough information in this. Why isn't this being taught verbatim, every word? Why isn't this taught in churches? If God says beware and all scripture is God-breathed, isn't this something that should be shouted from the highest?
And then when you don't understand what he's talking about, perhaps look into that, because you want to make sure you have this warning and all of these things, what's going on. You want to know about this instead of never talk about it.
So read both these contexts. Matthew and Mark are really saying basically the same thing. And they're calling this time, the consummation of this time, the last trumpet, isn't it? And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming on the clouds. And then it goes on and says, the clouds of heaven with power and greatest glory, and he will send out his angels with a loud trumpet call, and they will gather his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. So that's the last trumpet. We're seeing
What verse did you read there?
That's Matthew 24.
Oh, okay.
Verses 30 through, again, this is the background. That's the first step, so we can add this to Mark now, since we've built on that last step. But isn't it kind of interesting how we all have to always go back? I've been doing this 53 years.
Because we didn't get a trumpet in Mark. We got the trumpet in Matthew.
But it's right there.
I know. It's the same thing.
If you look at these side by side, if you parallel these and be in the right instance that he is talking, it'll fill one in Matthew, and it's not in Mark. Then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. That's in Matthew. It's not in Mark. But if you put them together in the right, then all of a sudden you'll see the Son of Man. Then you'll see the Son of Man coming in the clouds or on the clouds.
And so if you look at it as Matthew's the first one you got down and Mark's the next one you have down, then you won't try to compare Mark to Matthew. You'll go, no, Mark is adding things to what Matthew said.
Isn't that interesting when we compared those about God, these things being in your heart versus coming out of your heart and so on, and how the in the different places, you know, back in Matthew 22, you shall love Yahweh your God, or the Lord your God, in your heart and in your soul and in your mind. And we found out later on in Mark that it is to come out of. But first, that first step, we are proving Panon right. In this step method, you have to understand Matthew before you understand and do the things and take heed to them and do them and not do other things. But in Matthew, it says to love the Lord your God in all your heart, in all your soul, and in all your mind. And it's all of your mind. And then in Mark, when you understand that and you become a servant, again, Mark, we're still in that servant phase of our walk in the Lord, where now because the love of God is in our heart, in our mind, in our soul, now it is to come out of, and you shall love the Lord your God out of all your heart, out of all your soul, and out of all your mind. It's interesting how this stair step works. And out of all your strength.
Which now all of a sudden
appears.
This strength appears to where it was not appearing in Matthew, because it hasn't started coming out yet.
Again, just to show you, but wait till you get to Luke, which, can I say anything about that yet? I can't.
Everybody shook their head.
In which direction, up and down? Or
they,
Like a big no?
A nod is up and down.
We didn't want to tell Gilbert no, so I shook my head. Should I say no, Gilbert? Is that what you want, Gilbert?
Yeah, I want to hear your voice.
No, Gilbert.
What about you, Steve?
No.
How about you?
I'm in agreement.
Okay.
He's in agreement for no.
Yes.
Okay, good.
I wanted to say it. No, I didn't. We're just playing here. So wait till you see what we add next time when we go start going through Luke. We're going to look at this again.
And by the way, we aren't looking ahead. We're not going home and going through the Bible and trying to be all smart by the time we get here with all this stuff. We're coming in and we want to do it fresh, because if it's fresh, it'll be fresh to us and fresh to whoever hears it too, especially if we're shown something in the, you can be right with us when we're shown it.
Have we talked about any of this in advance?
No.
No.
We actually, even yesterday, I didn't even read any of this in advance. I actually read it today because I felt like I was kind of behind, because we were talking so many things. I at least wanted to read it and know what the subject was about, but we had no discussion amongst ourselves, because if you read it in private, you're going to back, if you read something that really hits you, you're going to spend some time, you're going to muse. What's that word, muse mean?
It is. And you are going to hold it in you and turn it and look at it.
So this morning I decided to read ahead of time so I didn't act too totally ignorant, you know, and or miss things that I think are important. So I started musing on this today. I did not muse on this yesterday. I started musing on this today, what I need to talk about today. And I probably didn't muse far enough. So some of this I didn't really even read yet, and we're going to be talking about fresh, but it's all fresh today. We have not even discussed it amongst ourselves today. What you're hearing is us actually talking about it for the first time. So if we act surprised—
We're not acting.
We are surprised. We're feeding off of each other.
And we would want that for you too. So my wife is not from the country. English isn't her first language. We just went through Matthew together in Spanish. Her family doesn't speak English either. And one of the things that's been so exciting about that is she's never read through the Bible before. And so all of this is new. And I wouldn't want to take that away. She didn't understand that God would reveal things to you, that he could talk to you and you could learn things this way. And right at the towards the end of Matthew, Jesus made a point to his disciples where he said he had to open their mind so that they could understand these things. And when that happens, it's exciting.
So you're actually watching her mind being opened.
Yeah. Mine too. I'm learning things that I didn't know.
Well, there are things that I maybe have written down with my hand, but I really didn't understand them until we started talking about it right now in a group setting, like that thing about in all of our heart. And then I started even thinking more of it, and I'm going, it's not just all, it's, then I thought of a pie where it wasn't like four slices. Let's say a pie has eight slices out of it. I started thinking, no, every slice has to be there. And not even a crumb is missing. All of it, when I was thinking about God, loving the Lord our God with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind, and then all of our strength. And I started thinking about different ways to think about that. And
you know, I've been in meetings in the past 10 years, and people would start to try to explain the heart, the soul, and the mind, and the strength. And they'd get over to the strength, and it would just fizzle. It was a fizzle explanation. I thought, well, that didn't do it for me. It says it. Let's leave it at that today. It says it. We don't know what it means. It's been revealed.
Is that kind of like the 98-pound Winkling going into the gym for the first time with all these muscle guys, and he's looking at himself and goes, man, I gotta start someplace.
Yeah.
And building up a strength. Well, we all have to start someplace.
No one in the meeting had an answer for it. It was crickets. No one had an answer for it, and they all yielded to it that they didn't know what it was talking about.
Oh, so you're saying that when we learned that, when we did that, that was the first anybody
here knew it. It was dead on. You were in the middle of it, Jordan.
The answer that nobody had, Okay, that's kind of fun.
It happened right here in front of us. That's why I was going off on Gil and going, wait a minute, is this what you're just...
There was a change that happened between Matthew and Mark.
Yes.
You wouldn't know
They became a servant because they started doing something.
How about that?
Jordan, I'll even tell you something that I actually wrote down pictures of in and out and so on for those scriptures. And I had the parallels in front of me. I had the two scriptures ahead of me. And I really did not get it either until it started dawning on Andy, even though I wrote it down. And then there's something about a group of people discussing or talking where the Holy Spirit moves and opens your eyes to things.
So now this dynamic is even better because now, Jordan, you're saying yesterday, I didn't get that you guys were saying that you just learned this right now. Yes? Okay, well, there.
Yeah,
now it's finally
gone.
Yes. It's finally gone full circle in this room now, Jordan. No, it's revealed again because you just said out of your own mouth, God will open your mind to reveal things. And it hadn't been out of your mouth a minute before this all started again.
So, Andy, I'd written everything down with my hand, and I must have been excited about this, but it didn't really set until it lit a fire in Andy. And I was watching Andy, and I'm going like, yeah. And then we started even discussing it more and more, and the fire grew. In other words, our understanding started growing.
And we like it much better this way. I know with my wife, for example, where her country is, the churches, she sees them as entirely hypocritical. And we don't want you to take our word for these things. This is stuff that God has to show you. And it's different hearing it from a person than when God reveals something to you. Talk about having it written on your heart.
Yeah.
There's a scripture that keeps popping in my mind because there's more than one person in here. And it says...
Is it in Luke?
No.
Okay.
It's where no prophecy of scripture ever came from one own interpretation, but men moved by the Holy Spirit. So it's...
Which implies like Jesus sent them out.
Yeah, two by two.
Yeah.
More than one.
Yes, more than one.
I'm just teasing you because I'm holding myself to this. and you know what? I've probably transgressed more than anybody, so I'll try to behave.
I looked that up, Steve, now that you mentioned that. If you can find this, that the fact that the Holy Spirit is actually the author writing this. I think we read it in another place in Mark. Jesus said, when he's talking in the temple, he says, how is it that the Holy Spirit says through David?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now think about that.
Yeah. Amen.
And that was the Lord's mouth that said that.
See, these things come out of a group of people. It doesn't come out of one. But one criteria is that we read our Bibles. I ran into a gentleman in Red Bluff, California. Well, he ran into me. I'm minding my own business. I'm just sitting on my porch reading my Bible, and I hear this voice. Read any good books lately? His name is Don, and he's a well-known disc jockey in the Reading area in a country station. And I heard this voice, and I looked up, and it was Don. So I come to find out he's read through the Bible 20 times. So when I start talking to him, all of a sudden, I watch him dancing. Literally, I watch him dancing because we're putting things together that he'd never, by reading just by yourself, you don't get, but all of a sudden you start talking to other people of like minds, it lights the fire. It's like try to start a fire with one piece of kindling wood, and let's say it's a big piece. Let's say it's not just a little match size. How good a luck are you going to have with that? You need at least two, three, four, well, at least two, but three or four pieces of wood stacked together the right way, bam, your fire is lit. And I'd say two or three is better. Lots of fun. And the next scripture that we read, that what was that next context, that last context in 13? You had another comment on that, Andy. We want to finish up with that. Or did we cover that?
The last thing we said is just that it said watchful. And the last words that Jesus has to say is watch, which is an action word that we're supposed to do.
Yeah, see, and watch to see what time we're in. How many... of us think that we're in the last days. You can't raise hands.
I raise my hand.
On the radio. Raising your hands on the radio.
That's
I do.
No, I just was going through the list. This is what Jesus is saying is going to happen. And I'm like, check, check. I'm thinking, yes.
Maybe not right there, but boy, it's getting warmer, warmer, warmer. I used to play, you know, hide and go seek or hide the button or whatever. And then you'd tell the person colder, colder, warmer, warmer, warmer. And it's getting pretty, I don't need a coat right now. And I may not even need a shirt.
Well, when you start hearing it from people that don't read the Bible and they start giving you comments of how they think the world's going and they line up with that and they've never read it, that says a lot.
Yes.
Yeah.
1980s, didn't see it. Yeah, I'd talk about the seven seals or talk about the trumpets or the vials to be poured out, nothing. And then I was teaching in Albuquerque to a bunch of older people that had been through World War II. Boy, they think where the tribulation is tomorrow. But the younger people, well, it's not quite there. And maybe it's in between. Maybe it's close. Maybe it's very close. And the temple, we're watching the temple. That's part of what we read about, that you will see him in the temple. So, and that's prefabbed. It won't take long to set that thing up. And it's already there. All the stones, the furniture, it's ready to go. It just, they just had to have to be able to put it on the site. And why do you think there's all that unrest right now between Israel and Palestinians? Mm-hmm. They need to make them their enemy so they can clear them out of Jerusalem, don't you think? Do you think that's really is what's happening and we're all got our hearts all in a flutter because we think it's, you know, somebody else and they're killing people and so on? Or maybe the temple is getting ready to be built. And maybe that's the main thing. Maybe this day is very close at hand.
One other thing out of Mark 13, Jesus says, look out, watch. So where is he wanting them to look?
Out.
Okay, go ahead.
And watch. Look at the things that are
going
on.
What is look out talking about? Where's out?
Out of your little world, you're
out,
in?
Yes, out of your world, look out at what's going on. You can't stick your head down in a hole and know this. You have to look at what's going on.
And so the only comparison you're going to have to find the truth is the Bible. So you have to look at the Bible, look out by reading your Bible, get above the whole thing, get above man's, all man's thoughts and all the confusion, all the noise. Boy, there's a lot of noise on TV. There's a lot of noise on, well, I shouldn't say this because we're on radio, but I'd say 99.99% of that is noise. And the only way that's going to quiet the noise is reading your Bible and you'll be able to discern between good and evil.
But he doubles this. He says, look out, watch. I mean, they literally, those are side-by-side statements. Then the last word is just watch. But
so what's your last thing you're going to say before we close? Watch?
Watch.
And until we meet again, may God lead you into all truth.
You can contact Gilbert and his friends at www.gilbertandfriends.com. That's www.gilbertandfriends.com. Or write to him, Gilbert and Friends, P.O. Box 820-347, Vancouver, Washington 98682. That's P.O. Box 820-347, Vancouver, Washington 98682. Or call us at 360-600-6726. That's 360-600-6726. We invite your comments as we reason together through the Bible. Thank you for joining us on Come Let Us Reason Together and reminding you all to eat a healthy breakfast every morning. Our favorite breakfast is the Bible because it is written, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.